Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Zovchin. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Henry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Henry. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Wirtz. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Klaus moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zovchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovchin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zovchin moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zovchin scores. Hatton moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-1 in the game. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Zobchin scoops it up and throws to first, with Henry covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zobchin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doby. The throw from White and he is out, Goodman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-1 in the game. Henry strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-2 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Goodman moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Zobchin hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a fly ball towards left. Stevens settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Stevens. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-3. Red Sox. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 2 in the game. Henry strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodman for the out. Pearsall moves to third. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball towards short. Klaus misplays the ball. That's an error on Klaus. One out. Hank Majeski pinch hits for George Strickland. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Dente now playing shortstop. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Stevens moves to second. One out. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Zobchin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wertz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake pinch hits for Bob Lemon. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatton strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-3 in the game. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Leo Keeley now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy takes first base on ball 4. Doby moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klaus strikes out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-4 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wertz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Zobchin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zobchin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Zobchin takes first base on ball 4. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-1 in the game. Dente hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman misplays the ball. That's an error on Goodman. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mossy takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Eddie Joost pinch hits for Leo Keeley. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pearsall moves to third. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente misplays the ball. That's an error on Dente. Pearsall scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Joost now playing second base. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-5 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kiner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Philly pinch runs for Ralph Kiner. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-5 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.